I addressed it yesterday, but I thought worth repeating again today. Thought they outdid us in a couple of critical areas. And offensively for us, third down, 9 of 11 of those happened to be 7 yards or more. Defensively, our run defense was, the thing that totally jacked us up. And then special teams-wise, we did a good job in our punt coverage, but our kickoff coverage was not. We had 2 tackles inside the 20 and then 3 returns that came out to the 35 or longer. So typically you need 2 or 3 of those units to come through to win the game, and that didn't happen yesterday. As we enter our bye, which is really our midpoint of our season, it's about our honest self-awareness, things that we can improve upon, and that's what we set out to do. So as I told the team today, all of us are going to find some things for all of us to improve upon, and it's not simply done, but that's exactly what will take place. So we know the exciting challenge that's in front of us after the bye. We have 5 of the 6 games in the NFC, so we'll be completely pumped for that. So let's hope we can make it as loud as we possibly can over the last 25 years in this dome. So our fans will be ready to rock, and our team will be as well. So with that, I'll open it up to your questions regarding the games yesterday and the bye this week.
What was the reveal on the drill down of the breakdowns in the run defense yesterday?
Yeah, we all took our turns in the run game. When we play our 8-man fronts like we do, when a run gets through and we don't play our gap like we want to, then that's where the long plays come. We had ones 19 yards, 21 yards, where we didn't hit our gaps correctly, and Ricardo Allen had to make some touchdown saving tackles that were down the field. So, wasn't too many of the schemes that we were not prepared for, so when we didn't execute it like we're capable of, that's not good. So we had 2 games this year that we weren't happy with our run defense, yesterday's ball game and back at Oakland.
What are some of the specific areas you're hoping to see improvement on following the bye?
Well, I can speak specifically myself first, and for me, that's going to be our team's ability to finish. And you've heard me say that message before, but honestly, what are different ways for us to teach that, create that, and simulate that so we're at our very best? That's what's going to come down to when we return from our bye, and that's what we intend on doing. So that'll be specifically for me, in terms of the overall team, of how we'll do that better. There's a number of things that we're doing well, and I don't want to lose sight of that, but that part of our game we're going to get right.
Oh, Josh, and some of the other injured guys who missed the game yesterday?
Sure, I'll give you some feedback on some of the injuries that from guys who were on their way back. We'll start with Tevin Coleman. We expect him to be fully participating in the Arizona week after the bye. Jacob Tammy will be out. He's going to get a second opinion and a consultation on a possible surgery for his shoulder. Trufant, we're hopeful he'll be back practicing the Arizona week as well. He's improving with his shoulder. Bosch had an injury similar to the one, if you guys remember, with his hamstring. We heard it against Carolina, and then we played Denver the following week. He was able to participate in that game, but it's a similar injury to what he had then when he missed those few days of practice that week with his hamstring. So we're hopeful to see what he can do after our break and hopefully be ready to practice for that. So any other injury questions? I think those are most of the ones I addressed.
So you do expect Trufant to be back this year?
We're hopeful, yes, absolutely.
Absolutely?
Yep.
Expect him to be back this year?
I do, yep.
Coach, you had Reynolds in there, Warlow. Was that just trying to keep the backers fresh?
It was, yep. We had a small injury, nothing that would take you out for a long time. But, it was by design. As it went a long time on those ones with plays, I think we played 70 plays defensively and only 50 on offense. Usually we like that reversed. And when it goes the other way, that's what makes it challenging. So it was by design. We thought we'd have some packages for Leroy and for Paul. So it was by design.
Coach, rate the progress of the defense and overall, specifically the young players.
Well, we definitely took a step back in the run defense yesterday. That had been one of the things that we were, performing well. So I still see the arrow trending up for that. Yesterday, we made a significant improvement in terms of our yards after catch. I think it was, the lowest of the season for us. So for Trufant to miss the game and us to perform better, in the secondary in terms of yards after catch, I thought that was a real improvement. That wasn't the story of the game yesterday. It was the run game. I am pleased with us, our ball hawking. I think we've got somewhere, 13 or 14 forced fumbles on the season, which would put you right near where you like. So our attitude of going for the ball and playing physical and knocking the ball off of people, that part's coming to life. We haven't had as many interceptions as I'd like, but in terms of the ball hawking mentality, they're gaining on that. We had 6 missed tackles yesterday. That's always going to be an area of emphasis for our club to be really fundamentally sound. So the big plays didn't happen in the pass game yesterday. They were in the run game. And for us to be at our best, those numbers have to be down across the board.
And I think it was 48 plays. I don't know if you coached in a game that's had as few offensive plays as that, but were you happy at the end with the pass run splits?
No, we weren't. And we just never got quite going. I think when we scored our first play in the fourth quarter, the long one, I believe, to Gabe, I think that was around the 35th or 36th play. So for us to have that few plays going into the fourth quarter, that totally takes us out of whack, you know, where we didn't get going. I think what really took place is us, you know, getting set back some and not converting some of those third downs. Well, now some of the drives are not continuing. We had, you know, some long drives defensively, went three and out, had another long drive. So our inability to create some of the third downs that were shorter, I think, was a real factor in this game. We knew coming in they'd played well in that, you know, 7-10 neighborhood like a lot of defenses do. And I think we had almost 9 or 10 of those that were of the long yardage variety. So long story longer, we better play better on third down and continue some of these drives. That's what we're equipped to do, and now that allows us the run game to take off like we like.
I know you've never really played one play, swung the whole thing, but the Perkins penalty was arguably the biggest non-player bad play of the game, I'm assuming.
It was certainly up there for us, and that was a great example of doing right longer. It wasn't a play that we had designed in that way to be an illegal, you know, foul or a pick. So it was just execution on our end. And even though, you know, the outcome of it was a big penalty and it set us back, there are other ones there for sure. So when you don't capitalize on your opportunities, that's what happens. I do admire the fight of our guys. We didn't play well. And because of our fight and our attitude, we were there to have a chance to go win it at the end, which we did not. But having that mindset to go with all the wasted opportunities we had in that ball game shows a lot of the fight we have as a group.
Coach, I know you're worried about what you guys are doing here in this building.
Yep.
But after a game like that, the guy, Leotis McKelvin, was running his mouth about you guys are this and that, predictable, fronters, whatever. Does that get under your skin? Do you try to tell your team, hey, you know what, that's good, you know, to hear some stuff like that?
No.
Take that personally, or you just kind of say,
yeah, I totally understand the question, but we're for damn sure not going to rely on anybody else to determine our team identity. We've got a tough outfit. We know what we stand for as a club, and we'll leave it at that.
What's your plans for this week with the bye? What's kind of where you want to go with that? And do you like where the bye fell for you guys this year? It seems to be a pretty good spot.
Well, I don't know if we've had it this long in a while, that's for sure. So when you get to it sometimes, well, it happened just at the right time. But honestly, we do have some guys that need to heal up, and we are totally pumped about where we're headed. And the, you know, the part of the schedule that we're right about to get into, more division games, more NFC opponents, you know, games at home, that part lights us up. But we do need, you know, some guys who can, you know, kind of reset, get healthy, and then we come right back to it again next week. So it happened late, but in this instance, I think that's for the better.
How much time it'll take?
Yeah, the players will have some time off. We're still meeting with the guys now. And the biggest thing, we'll be communicating with them on some specific areas to improve. What we'd like to do is make some, you know, point of attack tapes for each player. And that'll be the position coaches and the players getting together. And the first next couple days, it's about getting healthy. And then past that, when we turn the corner, what are some specific things you want to do as a player really to nail it? And that's where the focus will be.
Coach, you talked about fast and physical for a long time.
Yep.
Keanu Neal hit. Take on that, and I know it's a bang-bang play, and, you know, it's tough to judge, but a lot of people around the league are talking about that hit today.
Yeah, and the way we teach, we talk about hitting the strike zone just as hard as you can, and I talk about punching through a target, not just hitting it. So think of like a boxer who's not trying to hit to the surface. He's trying to punch through the surface. And our strike zone is from the top of the shoulders all the way down to the knees, and we're going to try and hit you as absolutely hard as we can in that. Kiki and totally embodies that physical style. You see that in the tackling. So we're certainly not going to change it. He's trying to hit with his shoulder as hard as he can. We don't want our head in the contact. And on that, I thought he lowered the strike zone. I have not seen the TV copy of it yet. I have been through the coach's film. I thought it was a really physical play, but I was not surprised that it did not draw a foul.
Coach, I know you want to focus on the next game, but are you okay with your guys thinking about the prizes out there? I mean, you're leading the division. You have a chance to do something.
I think that's human nature, you know, to understand that We all know this is a pretty special group to be a part of. You can feel their connection, their tightness, so how bad they want to go for it. But by the same token, in this bye, it's about getting better. And then right when we get back, it's right back to it again. So once we get back into it, you kind of go right back into your week-to-week mode. But I understand, you know, the comment about, you know, where we're headed. But at the same time, we'll rest, we'll reset, and then we come back and it'll be full steam ahead. But we won't look out too far. You do that, and it doesn't do a whole lot of good for the team you're playing.
And it's the other guy's decision. When you, it looked like he was going to go for it on fourth down before that last field goal. Were you planning a timeout for a fourth down play?
Yep, 100%. And I think they had, and then they ended up calling their own, or you know, to go back out the other way. But they've been an aggressive team, you know, on fourth down. So that's what we were equipped to do, to go stop. I'm not sure the total amount of numbers, but I think they had three the game before. You know, attempts on fourth down, and you know, those are ones that were, when it's right there near the field goal range, do you go for it, do you not go for it? So yeah, we were planning, and at least I was thinking that way.
And the idea of rookies, sometimes you could be a second year guy who hasn't played a lot of games, you're not really called a rookie anymore, but I'm assuming there's no more rookie mistakes. I don't know if guys were out of place, but at this point, do you just say they're not rookie mistakes, they played too many games in the NFL to call them those?
100%. Yeah. When you get this far into it, we're just all teammates and coaches and players in one group. So, yeah, we're way past that. It's a great comment, and one that we don't talk about a lot with the club, just because if you're, you know, part of it and starter, backup, whatever your role is on the team, that's your role, and we're totally counting on you. One of the things that we do talk about with our team quite a bit is we have each other's back, and that's first-year player, long-term player, whatever it might be, whatever role you have. And it's a really cool part of our team.
Coach, when they're out of their gaps back on the run defense, that them losing blocks, because I know they're not trying to get out.
No, that's for sure, Led. And I think that goes with saying we're trying to do right. Could be an example of, you know, like a gap play or where somebody's pulling, you're not fitting it quite correctly. Could be, over trying to go and make a play that maybe isn't in your spot. So I think both of those come up. We had defensive linemen not in it, linebackers, and those were the main culprits inside. So there wasn't a lot that, you know, I thought they executed well. There wasn't a lot that I could say that was, boy, that's a whole new concept. Let's go draw that one up on the sideline. And I think that's what, as a coach and as a competitor and as a ball player, those are the plays that frustrate you because, like, you know better and you didn't nail it on that particular play. But, yeah, that's what took place.
So you all haven't lost too many battles up front this year, but this is one we could say.
In the run game, we felt like we did, yep. And we felt like in two games this year, the runs were long. And that was at Oakland and this ball game. I think Green Bay had some of those were scrambles that made it seem longer from the quarterback standpoint. But I'm talking, you know, handing the ball off to the running back kind of runs.
Is it any different if Tevin Coleman is out there?
Somebody's got one coming. It's an emergency.
Oh.
Right. You want to answer?
No. Somebody else's emergency. I got my own. Right. Well, we hope Tev will come back soon, but no, we just didn't get in the rhythm, and that'd be an easy. I understand the question for sure, you know, regarding the run game, but we just didn't get into it, and we could have went run pass on each time, but when those drives happen and they go three and out, that makes it a lot more challenging. So we love those drives that go 7, 8, 9. Now we're able to kind of get into our flow and get the whole thing rolling like we like. So. To have that few of plays was hard.
Coach, has anything surprised you about the NFC so far? I mean, Dallas is off to a...
Yeah, they're playing well, aren't they? And but past that, you know, prior to the season, you know, who some of the people that you're going to talk about, who they might be. For sure, you know, as it goes through the season, things start to, you know, develop as they may, you know, within different divisions and how those impact it. But really you try to just worry about your own division. And that's where it has to start, Vaughn, for us. So having division opportunities ahead, that's something that we certainly look forward to. But, yeah, really it's your division first and then past that is the NFC.
And when you look 10 games in, whether it's a good time for the bye or not, tendencies and trying to figure out.
100%.
And there's different things that yes. You probably.
Yep, and that's really, for a lot of us, you do some self-scouting every week. I think we would all, you know, come to appreciate that, whether it's offensively, defensively, or special teams, and that's for the opponent you're about to play. Well, this one's a little bit different. you're trying to create some of your tendencies to make sure that the next 10 teams, all right, that are looking to say, okay, how are they playing? What have they changed since their bye? Has, you know, there been a different wrinkle or a different look? How do they feature certain players, you know, in their roster based on, you know, who was healthy then compared to who's healthy now? But that's a big part of what we're going to do right now, a really big part, Chris. Can you start the first part again? Sorry.
You lead the league in forced fumbles. How happy are you to see that part of your game come to life?
Well, I didn't know that we were at the top, but that part of ball hawking, you know, is something for us that's a really important part of what we do. Our offense has done a much better job of going, you know, taking care of it. But that defensively, in terms of training and going after it every day, that's a big factor too. I know Keanu and Vic separately have both had a real impact in that way. Vic more on the quarterback, as you would when you get the sacks, and Keanu, you know, whether it's the catch and run or the running back to get it out. So we just need more and keep continuing to go. We know that gives us our best chance to play really good defense.
Vic, have a week of practice in the fireplace out there. All that smoke. Are you glad that y'all don't have to practice this week?
Yeah, we were. It was definitely a campfire setting for one of the practices. But fortunately for us, we put a good week of practice in last week, and so for us not to have you know, the performance we wanted at the end was disappointing. But we did have a good week, you know, and the preparation was on point, and we just didn't execute like we can. Yes.
Coach, Vic Beasley has been more and more disruptive now defensively. What's been really the biggest change from this year to from last year to this year?
Well, I'd say a lot of things. One, I think he has a real idea of how to attack now, knowing that maybe each tackle might set a little different, might play a little bit differently. Some of that comes with experience, knowing, okay, what I did against this player may not be as effective on him. For sure, you can ramp up from his practice habits. That's totally, you know, transferring into the game. We call that trust your training. And the more you put it out here on the practice field, the deliberate practice, it totally carries forward for the game. And I've seen a big swing in his practice habits for sure.
How'd you evaluate Jalen Collins' performance yesterday?
You know, for True to be out and him to step in into that spot, we thought he had a real solid game, made some plays on the balls. I thought he was tackling, you know, physically. And so for us, you know, he kind of performed like we expected him to. Used his length, he used his speed. I think if he had to have a playback, it was probably one of the ones inside where he was playing on the slot where he didn't just, you know, get his hands on the guy earlier. But as far as his performance, you know, playing the whole game, we were pleased with him.
You mentioned that yards after the catch. There weren't so many. Was he a part of that for you?
He was. And the reason I was happy about that, this was a quick throw, a screen team. And so for us to make sure that when that zone defense did happen, we were able to close now. When we were playing something where you had to go finish, we did it now. And that includes the screens. They got one on a long one. But I felt the speed of the guys, and he was certainly a part of that.
Dan, you mentioned this as kind of the halfway point a couple times. Have you said it either subtly to your team or out loud that it would be 10 more games from here to if you were to make it to a Super Bowl?
I've talked about it with the staff, but past that, it's the halfway point for us to say, here's the things in our game that we're doing better. When we set out at the front of this thing, all the way back, I don't know how many weeks, at training camp, can we be the best attacking team in ball? That was one of the ones we were really demonstrating offensively, defensively, on teams to make sure, you know, that part of our game came to life. We made a huge emphasis on the ball, and so for us, I believe we're at, you know, plus three now. We know that number can continue to drive up. So the more that number drives up of us about the ball and taking care of it and going after on defense, the better we'll play. I believe we're 5-2 when we're in the plus or we're even. So we know there's a formula there for us about the football. So the ability to attack, the ability to take care of the ball, and then our finishing mindset is something that I want to see improve. And then if those things come to life and if those things you know, continue to improve like I think they can, then we'll be where we want to be.
What's Dan Quinn do for the bye?
Try to get better, and honestly, that's.
Were you in the film room all week?
No, certainly not the whole week. You know, for us, that's where a lot of my thought does take me is to the team and how to connect with each guy and make sure how we're doing and what we're doing to see if we can get improvement. If that's, you know, the focus of where we're headed, I like what that sounds like. So I want to make sure, you know, each guy on our team, all 63 of them, you know, have a real focus in a way about them, you know, to come back and say, all right, what can I do better to help this thing? I really call it like four phases, the offensively, defensively, special teams, and the coaching staff. And they have these players back 100. And different ways when the team or a unit doesn't perform well as an assistant or a position coach, they feel that too. What else could I have done to help get this guy ready, to get this look? And so on a difficult performance like yesterday, the coaches feel it too, knowing that there was more out there that they could have done to get their guys ready. So I know they feel that way too. So it's important to recharge. And when that battery gets low on our cell phones, we plug them back in, and we have to recharge too, knowing our ability to reset for the players is going to be really important. So for the coaching staff, our ability to reset for the guys is going to be very important.
Yes. And is there a player or two who sort of reiterates that maybe?
Yeah, hopefully more than one or two for sure. But we do talk about that in the team meeting. We said, you know, rule number one for us is protect the team. And that's really having a conscience for your brother, both on the field and off the field. So whether you're in town or back in your hometown or wherever you may go, have a real conscience for your brother. You know, like we're onto something pretty good here, and you're part of a special outfit. So make sure you always have, you know, the conscience for your brother who's sitting right next to you, knowing for us to be at our best, you know, moving forward, we need everybody. You got that right. And really, we had said, you know, your body is your business. And you take care of your body and business goes good. And you don't take care of your body, business not so good. So we made that as a real stress. And each guy individually leaving here, having their routine down for during this, you know, 4 or 5 day window, when's your workouts come, what workout you're going to do, when do you do your treatment, if you do a massage normally, then you stay in that pocket of getting ready. It came at an important time for us. Because obviously when you go through it, that's the stress of it, the intuit of it. And so take a minute. We're going to breathe. And but when we come back, we expect that bar to be reset. And when it does, we're going to go for it in the very biggest way.
6-4. Had a chance to win all four. You control your own destiny the rest of the way. You got to feel good about that.
We do. And we do because of the team and what we stand for. We have a real clear understanding of our identity as a team, and I think that's an important thing, to know that the team, what they stand for, what they want to be about, what they want to play about. So as a man, we were disappointed in our performance yesterday, but that was not indicative of the other 10 games or the 9 games that we played. So we're pumped about where we're headed. We know we got, you know, an exciting challenge ahead of us, and that's what playing and coaching this league is so much fun. And that's why you can kind of feel our energy and sense, although we'll take this bye, I'm pretty sure you'll feel the juice from me and this team when next time you see us.